7 after the hour, Doug Steffen with Rich McFadden, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington, Roberta, and Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn. Here is a great way for you to wish a happy holiday to a friend of yours with music. Pitchy, why don't you dial this number and see what happens when we dial it. 800-422-SONG. 800-422-SONG. This is a send-a-song delivery service that last Christmas, anyway, I used. Specially selected Christmas songs, and then you can put a personal greeting onto the song.
Oh, I like it.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Matter of fact, who do you want to send it to? Or let's just see how it works. We'll teach people how it works, and then you can use it. Again, people, if you can't think of something worthwhile to get for someone, and you really feel like you want to get them something, then do something like this that has
Hello.
Some meaning. This is cute.
Well,
what's happening? What happens when you dial the number?
I don't know.
Did you dial it?
I did.
And what happened?
They hung up on me.
Really?
Is this Charlie Sheen's number from Twitter?
No, whose number was Justin Bieber's number, wasn't it? That got all the exposure, or was it both of them?
It was Charlie Sheen sending his number to Justin Bieber.
Oh, perfect. All right. Anyway, 800-422-SONG.
Thank you for calling in the quest. This is Kristen.
Hi, Kristen. My name is Doug Steffen, and I do a radio program, and I was told that this number is a number to call to get a song sent to people. Is this... Are you there?
Oh, there you are.
800-422... The number... We dial the number that would be, if it was translated, 800-422-SONG. S-O-N-G. Mm-hmm. So that's not you?
No.
How long have you had this 800 number, if I may ask?
It's been a while, I think.
Really?
Huh. What do you sell there?
Are we the only idiots to call you and ask for this?
Huh, that's strange.
Yeah, it is strange. Yeah. What do you sell? What's your business?
What
do you do there?
This is a nurse case management company.
Yeah.
Do you guys sing by chance?
Right.
No, I'm very sorry. I cannot.
If we asked you to sing a Christmas carol, could you do it for us?
No.
Oh, come on.
If we send you a Doug Steffen prize?
Yeah.
I'd be the wrong person to ask that.
Get everybody to gather around the phone and sing us a little bit of, Silver Bells. Come on, you can do it.
No, thank you.
All right, so you're a nurse management operation, huh? Where are you headquartered?
In Plymouth, Michigan.
Plymouth, Michigan.
Oh, who's your favorite nurse to manage?
I actually am in the administrative part, so I don't actually do anything out in the nursing
no
field.
No favorite nurse.
Nurse Ratchet.
No.
So you guys supply nurses for who?
People that need, it's like home care.
It's like hospice nurse. It's a hospice nurse thing.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very
all right,
cool.
Well, if there's no other reason for us to have the conversation, we would wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. How's that?
What's thank you.
What's
you
your first
too.
Name again?
Kristen.
Okay, Kristen. To you and your family and all the friends you have there at work, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. If you want to check out who called you, go to Doug Steffen. com,
S-T-E-P-S-A-N. And you can listen to the podcast.
And you can send a link to all of your friends.
Yeah, your friends, tell them that you were interviewed by this guy on the radio.
Send them to a few hundred thousand people today.
All right.
Sounds great.
Yeah, yeah. Kristen, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
I guess we won't be dialing that number to be.
No, but what do you suppose the owner of that company did to tick somebody off enough to send that number out to everybody?
Yeah, this is obviously...
It's some kind of scam.
Huh? Yeah.
So it must be some kind of hate crime, don't you think?
So where did you get this? Is this another email that you're just reading on the air without
Bathroom
checking
stall,
it out?
No, actually,
Heidelberg.
This comes out of a book of Christmas presents that I got any number of years ago. I'm trying to remember, who was it that said...
Hold on a minute, let me look at this. 800,
yeah.
Not 888, but 800.
800.
422.
Song. S-O-N-G.
Maybe Rich spelled it wrong.
664.
7664.
Yeah.
Well, listen.
That's what I called.
I tell you. It's an idea, though. Maybe you can find it somewhere else. I bet you can go online. Jennifer, being the smart cookie that you are, I bet you can go online and you will find somebody who is doing this for the holidays. Somebody has come up with a way to make a couple of bucks, send a song to a friend of yours for Christmas, and they'll charge you $4 or something. Who knows? And you can have especially, I mean, it's not, how difficult is it if it isn't
I
being done?
I put an 800 song,
yeah.
And song slowed down 800% is the first thing that came up.
Really?
I don't know if that would be fun.
No, but there has to be for holidays, for gift giving, for wishes.
Oh, I'm sure there's, yes.
Got to be something. If there isn't, let's start that business, Richie.
It's a good idea.
Yeah. Let's trademark the name. Bing
Bang
Boom. Here's another idea. This would be good for you, Roberta. Mm-hmm. Line the walkway in front of your house with luminaries made from paper bags.
Oh, yeah.
Filled with two inches of sand and a candle set in the center of it.
Yeah, I see people do that a lot.
Yeah, I've never seen that before.
Nice.
I thought it was a good idea.
It looks good.
Yeah, okay. So ideas, anyway, from us to you, you to us, just ideas. That's our video of the day today. There's a Christmas choir that's being conducted by somebody in a Darth Vader costume wearing a Santa Claus hat. If you can't imagine anything more visually clashing than a Darth Vader character and a Christmas a Santa Claus hat on top of the Darth Vader helmet.
That's funny.
It's really, but it's actually quite cool. You can check it out, DougStephan.com. Why not? Bob Dole endorsed Mitt Romney.
Endorses Mitt Romney.
Bob Dole likes Mitt Romney.
Mitt Romney, yep, sure does.
Bob Dole.
Yeah. Here's a place in a town not far from you, Richie, where Jesus is not very popular.
What are you talking about?
Let's see here. For the past 50 years, apparently Loudoun County, Virginia, in front of the courthouse there, they've had Christmas trees. This year, a mannequin of Luke Skywalker was brought in, and a skeleton of Santa Claus was brought in to protest the Jesus and the Nativity and all that other stuff. So if you look, I'm looking at a picture right now in front of the courthouse of a cross with a Santa Claus skeleton nailed to it. I can't begin to imagine anything more tasteless than that. But because this person is obviously not Christian, doesn't like the signs, they have erected on a cross a skeleton nailed to the cross wearing a Santa Claus outfit. If anybody got caught doing it, I think that would be pretty embarrassing. Wouldn't you think? You haven't seen the story, Richie?
I'm looking at it now. No, I haven't seen it. Apparently, this isn't the county that's doing this.
It's not the county. It's somebody who just did it on the courthouse lawn.
Right.
Protesting the focus on Christianity. So how'd you like to wake up to that, folks? It's just... what kind of a mind thinks this up? Having just been in the Holy Land a week or two ago and going to the Church of the Holy Sepulchre where Jesus was nailed to the cross, I find this more than distasteful and disgusting.
Yeah. What why do you think you need to make that statement?
Yeah.
What drove this guy to the point to where he thought he needed to make that statement?
I didn't know it's a guy. It might have been a woman.
The name.
Doubtful.
Did they get him?
Guy's name is
they got him
somewhere. Then. I just saw his name.
Oh, I got it. Stanley Calkins.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So he's the guy. Unbelievable. What's this guy like? Has he got children? Take his children away from him. If he's got children, he's the kind of person.
He's a little mental,
You want to take the kids away from him. Oi. Oi.
Oi.
Oi.
Oi.
All right, so Christmas time and your face go together. Good gift. Good time. This is the message that I want all of you to take with you today as you're still trying to figure out what can you get for somebody that's special, that's different. A gift that's different, and this is it. It is from a company called Organic Attitude. They've come up with a serum called the Fountain of Youth, which uses clinically proven science technology that the creation of this formula increases skin hydration by 90%, cuts your wrinkles down by two-thirds. And in order to see what this stuff does, take a picture of yourself. First, let's do it step by step, okay? Go online to organicattitude.com, enter the radio code Good Day. Then click on Fountain of Youth. See what it has there. And you say, okay, yep, I'm going to order a free bottle. That's what you can do at organicattitude.com, radio code Good Day. Order a free bottle of Fountain of Youth. You'll get it, you start using it, and you'll see what it does. But as on the day you get your bottle, take a picture of your face. And then 2 weeks later, take another picture. And 2 weeks after that, another picture. And 2 weeks after that, you get it? So you'll see your face change. This is how you'll prove to yourself. This is great stuff. Wouldn't you like to have this as a helpful, it's a nice, helpful way to tell somebody you think their face doesn't look too good. What's the matter? You don't like my face? No, we want it to look beautiful. That's what you say, and that's what will happen. Using the Fountain of Youth, go online to organicattitude.com, enter the radio code Good Day, order your free bottle. Get a bunch of different email addresses and get all of these people that are your friends to get a free bottle of Fountain of Youth. Order some, buy some, whatever it is, and use them as stocking stuffers. This is a great message. And again, the proof is in the pudding. When you look at your face, you'll see the incredible results. Benefits like you wouldn't believe long term. Fountain of Youth. If that's not enough reason, I don't know what else I can tell you, to get a free bottle now and get a bunch of them for Christmas. Organicattitude.com with the radio code Good Day being entered for the Fountain of Youth.
Dear Santa, I've been a loyal elf, but I've wearied of making choo-choos, dollies, and the exclusionary politics of reindeer games. So I'm leaving you for Office Max. They sell gifts for less, sir. Laptops, tablets, e-readers, and more. They have highly trained helpers and elfyourself.com. Oh, I'll miss the way you ho-ho-ho. But I'm going tech, sir. Going tech.
Get a Nook tablet for $249 or Kindle Touch with special offers for $99. Gifts for less at Office Max. Offer ends bar on prices good through 12/24.
Chapstick asks, where do lost chapsticks go?
Hi, I'm Rick, and I lose my cherry chapstick a lot. The first 26 times I lost it, I found it laid in my back right pocket. And I'm a lefty, but this time, it's gone, man. And my chapstick has always been there for me. Like that one crazy cold winter, chapstick was my best friend. So if you see it, wait, is this it?
Do you know where your lost chapstick is? Have your say at facebook.com/chapstick. And try new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 for all-season protection. Ultra moisturizing for softer, healthier lips.
On to round three. If a train leaves Spokane...
Schenectady by Saturday.
Correct. March comes before May. What's in my left pocket?
Half a mint and a rusty switchblade.
Correct.
Bam.
Who lets you watch TV episodes and movies instantly over the internet?
Ha-ha! Netflix!
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
That is red!
I know. Can you put me down now?
Sorry.
I'm a hugger.
Last year, everybody wanted a smartphone. This year, give them the smarter way to print from it. The new Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers designed to make printing from any mobile device easy and affordable. Print photos, documents, presentations, maps, you name it, right from your phone, laptop, or tablet from any place in the world. And here's the really smart part. Only Kodak gives you the lowest total ink replacement cost, so you're also giving the gift that keeps saving folks money year after year. Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers, saving money, never looks so smart. Find them at your local retailer or go to Kodak.com to check out the complete line right now.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once. Literally, I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I get no respect for the people on my staff. I think we're going to have a rebellion here. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family. Peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree Libre, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000. But the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at Gibson's Health.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for aromatic liquids extracted from a broad range of flowers, stems, seeds, and bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
Birthday time for Monday, the 19th of December. See how many of these we can come up with that have some connection to you in one way or another. Cecily Tyson's birthday is today. Well, let's do this guy first. Maurice White is a drummer for Earth, Wind, and Fire, born this day 1941. He was actually the founder, I remember correctly.
Yes.
He was the founding member of Earth, Wind, and Fire. Shining Star, Sing a Song, Gotta Get You Into My Life, After the Love Is Gone, Best of My Love, among some of the other great.
I've seen them in concert a couple of times.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
I've seen some amazing drummers.
Yeah.
This guy is unhuman. What
he is the best drummer I think I've ever seen.
She's great. She's really great.
Yeah.
But this guy is an amazing thing.
All right, so we have Cecily Tyson, Emmy Award-winning actress for the autobiography of Miss Jane Pittman back in the 70s. She was also the person who played the oldest living Confederate widow. She was in Roots, as you can imagine, Fried Green Tomatoes, Heat Wave. I've been around as a successful actress. Happy birthday to her. Also on the list today, Alvin Lee, who was the founder of the group 10 Years After. What a great piece of music this is, Richie. I don't know if any of you have actually heard
this. You like this because it builds, it crescendos, and then it goes back down and builds back up. I mean, it's definitely a roller coaster ride. Very cool stuff.
So you got to keep it going until we get to the right place.
Yeah, it comes right here. We did this a week or two ago, a song. I remember it right here.
Population.
Population. This song called I Love to Change the World. Alvin Lee, born this date, 1944.
He's basically talking about population control.
Right, exactly. 67. Here we go. Crank it up.
Skies are sunny.
Message song. Protest song. I've always loved, for whatever the reason, there's something about this song is cutting to me over.
And then
years.
From that deep message,
yes,
to this.
Baby, I feel every wonder.
Yeah.
Speaking of WWE, whatever became of me, I'm living on the edge. Cincinnati, WKRP.
Kim Reed.
Bailey.
I was born this day, 44. So does that make him 67?
Venus flytrap.
Oh, Tim Reed.
Yeah, he was.
I told you, I just had a seizure.
Yeah. Same age as Alvin Lee. So happy birthday. Keep going, Richie. KRP in Cincinnati. I'll be driving through Cincinnati this afternoon. Say hi, everybody. Doug Johnson, keyboardist for Loverboy.
Oh yeah.
Working on the weekend.
Great band.
Yeah, this is a good one.
They were right at the beginning of the alt movement, kind of that pop alternative type thing.
Yeah. I think they had Janice Fricky, who's a TMA team of vocalists of the year. Her birthday's today, Richie.
Huh?
Claudia Cole, the gold medal swimmer. Her birthday is today, Wednesday, 1949. Kevin McHale, basically your basic Boston Celtic lifer. Let's see here. Reggie White. Well, he died, didn't he? Yeah, Reggie White. Mm-hmm. Jennifer Beals' birthday is today. From Devil in a Blue Dress, Day of Atonement.
Oh, yeah. You know, Flashdance.
Right, Flashdance, which she's best known for. No relation to Jennifer Beal, who is
that would
actress.
Be Jessica Biel.
I've always called her Jennifer. It is Jessica, thank you.
Jennifer's are hot.
Christopher Limahl Hamill. Who's Limahl? I don't know what.
Christopher Limahl Hamill.
Limahl, that's his name?
Yeah.
Singer in Kajagoogoo, is that her name?
Kajagoogoo, yep. Kajagoogoo. Oh, we got to get one more in for Jennifer. Here we go.
Here's the story.
All right. Bobby from the... Mike Lugerman was Bobby on the Brady Bunch. 51 today. Happy birthday to him.
Happy birthday, Bobby.
Let's see. Oh, Alyssa Milano.
We
did Jennifer Beals already, did you? Didn't we? She's 48.
Here's the good news for us caffeine addicts. Drinking more than one cup of coffee a day may lower your risk of a stroke. And studies indicate that coffee may boost heart health and prevent cognitive decline. But of course, there's bad news, too. Coffee can mess up how you metabolize the medications. I'm Aileen Ellis with this Primetime Focus Health Update. Experts say you shouldn't drink coffee right before or right after you take your antidepressant or thyroid medications. Coffee can often lessen their strength by over 50%. And that's not all. Coffee can lower your body's ability to circulate estrogen or other hormonal pills. According to one study reported in the New York Times, coffee may linger in your body longer if you're taking birth control pills. And sometimes mixing pills and caffeine can make your heart race or give you a real buzz. The antibacterial drug Cipro can do this. So can some antidepressants, the MAOIs, and asthma medications like albuterol. Does this mean you should cut out coffee entirely? Ask your doctor. I'll link you to an AARP bulletin article on the web where you can get more specifics. But one thing you should definitely do right away is start taking all your medications with water. And after you take them, wait a while before you reach for that Coke or that cup of Joe. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
This holiday season, find your magic at Macy's. Now through December 24th, bring your Sam's letter addressed to Santa at the North Pole to Macy's and drop it in our special Believe letter boxes. For each letter received, Macy's will donate $1 to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, up to $1 million. Believe in the power to change a child's life. Visit Macy's.com/believe to learn more. And together, we'll collect a million reasons to believe.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
More important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Do you have a gardener who loves tomatoes on your Christmas list? If so, pay close attention because we've got them covered this year. Tomato Lovers Christmas Heirloom Seed Kits are now available and make the perfect Christmas gift for gardeners of all ages. Here's why. Heirloom Seed Kits contain the best love. These are the old-time varieties that taste like tomatoes tasted when you were a kid. Here's what you get in the kit. Amish Paste, German Pink, Tommy Toe, Cherokee Purple, Chocolate Cherry, Green Zebra, Italian Roma, and my personal favorite, Brandywine. You also get a $25 jumbo packet of our Christmas slicing mix. And the best part? The highest germination rates and absolutely no GMOs. But we're not done yet. You'll also receive an Heirloom Solutions gift certificate for $25, a pack of cilantro, even a pack of basil at no additional cost. Over $100 now, just $49.95, and we'll even ship it for free. To order Tomato Lovers Christmas Heirloom Seed Kit, go to tomatoloverschristmas.com. That's tomatoloverschristmas.com. Or call 800-215-3972. That's 800-215-3972.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com, spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Broadcasting from across the room is Roberta Fasanelli.
She's a professional.
Yeah, that she is a professional.
My apartment is so small, I can cook, clean the bathroom, and straighten out the living room all at the same time while I'm on the air.
Nice.
33 past the hour on good day. Apparently, Doug is lost somewhere inside WTTF, so if you guys see him walking around the halls, tell him that his show is back on the air. And until then, Roberta, Rich, and Jennifer are here, and we're visiting DougStevin.com.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And
we're just telling everybody to go down the halls at WTTF and find you to bring you.
Well,
back
I was
to your
actually
show.
I was down the hall. I was looking at a couple of things that are going on here in terms of my own recollection of Christmas time in Tiffin. For those of you who didn't hear me earlier, say I was in the studios of WTTF, which is on the college on the campus at Heidelberg University, where I went to school. I remember the first Christmas that I was here, or we, you know, school gets out and you go home, but between Thanksgiving and Christmas, how I had developed this longing for being at home. And I hadn't thought about it for years and years until I just looked over the campus and it's just like nobody here. It's a no man's
land. Oh, yeah.
For some reason, I stayed here later than everybody else did at Christmas time when they went away for Christmas break. And I don't even remember why, but I remember how extraordinarily lonely it was. And I was wondering how this is a horrible time of year for anybody to feel lonely. And I wonder, just sort of as an exercise, when you think back at your days, no matter, you know, what the time was and where you were, when's the loneliest moment of your life? When do you think back to a moment when you felt like you were completely alone?
Just about 90 seconds ago when we started the show and you weren't here.
Really? And Roberta was in the closet.
And Roberta was in the closet. No, but that's, hey, man, you definitely have moments in your life where you're just like, you know what?
This time of year. Huh?
Yeah.
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 So when is it with you,
Richie? And isn't it sad when you feel alone, even when you're with people?
Well, that's even worse. Then you know you're with the wrong people.
You know,
yeah. That's the case.
My wife and kids were all just away for a week, eight days, actually.
Yeah.
And you would be amazed at how you feel once your family is gone, just for 3 or 4 days. It's just like the normal day-to-day routine. And it makes me think about anybody who has to go through a divorce, and they are the ones who move out of the house.
Yep.
You know, yeah, you've been through this.
I have. Tony gave me the divorce papers the day after Christmas.
So, but you, let me ask you this. The reason you got divorced is because you were never home anyway.
Right.
You were always out on the road working because you lived in Framingham, but you worked in Cincinnati. You lived in Framingham.
No, I didn't live in Cincinnati. I wasn't in Cincinnati.
Florida.
I didn't go to Cincinnati until the mid-'80s. No,
right.
I was working
in
businesses
general.
That were in Framingham. I was working with my father, and I was never home. I worked 18, 20 hours a day because what I thought as a kid, based on what my father had told me, my job was to make a living to support my family. So that's what I did. I was out working, and unfortunately, two and two, yeah, you're a kid. At 23, what in the name of heaven do you know?
So what was it like for you when you had to move out of your house and you weren't... Or wait a minute, you didn't move out of your house.
I never moved out of my house.
Yeah, because your house... So
right.
What happened? Where
right.
did Tony and the kids go?
They found a house. We worked at it for 3 or 4 months to find a place that would be compatible, and what I wanted her to do was stay closer to me so that it would be easier to get the kids and have the kids around more. She didn't want to. She moved away. She was about, I don't know, 40 miles away. So it wasn't a big deal. But I can remember it seemed to me that one of those first holidays...
Where you woke up and they all weren't
Christmas.
There.
Yeah, they weren't. It only happened once that I can remember, and it was a horrible feeling.
Yeah.
It was
what about it? I mean, you get a divorce, and now all of a sudden your whole family is.
Right. And then the last years after that happened, we didn't. I would always have the kids. We'd share 1 year was Thanksgiving, 1 year was Christmas, and that kind of stuff. But at the end. Well, even when she was married to her second husband, she'd invite me to come for Thanksgiving and Christmas. So most of the time we were all together, and the guy who she was married to then was really getting resentful of me, and it was sort of an arbiter of what was going on with them, because she enjoyed my company more than she enjoyed his. And by that point in time, we'd sort of grown up enough to know, and we spent all this time focused on the children. And so that's where the holidays became important because we were together because of the children. And then we started after she got divorced, it continued that way. More often than not, they'd come to my house for Christmas when they were in college. And then we'd go, everybody's gone off since then, and I'd go find them, especially since Megan moved to Los Angeles. It was easy. Tony moved to Los Angeles. It was easy for us to come out here and do it. So, or come out there, not here. I'll be there for Christmas. Actually, the last 4 Christmases I've spent in California. 4, maybe 5.
That's cool.
In fact, yeah. So, all right, let's get Jennifer. When is the moment in your life when you have felt the loneliest?
I was pretty down right after my grandmother died because in 6 months I lost my mom's mom and then my grandfather and then my grandmother, who was like the closest to me. And I just... I think maybe it was right by my birthday, too. It was February 2nd. And that was just, it was a hard time.
Mm-hmm.
A really hard time. Mm-hmm. And even though I was with people and I had a lot of people trying to support me, I have never felt more alone.
Yeah. It happened. I think you can have a lot of people around and still be very alone.
Mm-hmm.
Very alone. All right, Roberta, when has that happened with you? That lonely, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's deep.
Yeah, it is deep.
Maybe she's crying.
Yeah, whatever. But it is. It's food for thought. It's something to be conscious of because there's so much of it this time of year, and you want to do whatever you can to forestall it with people who don't have any family. There's an organization that has now become, I think, national, and I'm trying to remember what the name of it is, that encourages people to spend some time. It's called The Gift of Time. See if you can go to... Is there a website for that? Jennifer or Richie, go see if you can find... A Gift of Time or The Gift of Time, one of those two, it seems to me. And what they do is try to coordinate your time with someone who is in need, someone who has nobody, nobody, nowhere. And you know what? There are plenty of people who have no one else in their life. It's hard to believe, but it's true. Plenty of people, sadly enough, who don't have anybody in their lives. They're all alone. Husbands died, children are gone, who knows?
Ah, the domain is for sale, we should buy it.
It is.
Really?
They put the sing the song thing, yeah, we should buy both of those.
Yeah, let's see, how much can you buy for?
You know, I think what's really cool about the internet is that you can join groups like meetup.com has groups.
Or Facebook.
Yeah, well, Facebook, you're not really getting any personal interaction, but with Meetup, if you have an interest or something, you can actually try to meet people, meet friends that way. And yeah. I think that's kind of a cool thing if you really are feeling really, really lonely.
Speaking of Facebook, this rollout for the changes began last week. What's going on with that? I don't use Facebook. I mean, I don't go in there enough. Jennifer manages mine all the time.
I don't get it. What's this timeline thing? Because I'm not converting until I have to. Do you know about it, Rich?
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's just that scroll thing on the right, the feed.
What's the big deal? Why is everybody making
it
a big deal?
It somehow links your posts. It links like a timeline of your life, basically, your Facebook life.
I don't know. The thing where you see all of the updates now, I don't like it because they say, here are highlighted updates.
It's called timeline.
Right. How do you know what I want highlighted?
Yeah.
Just give me what everybody's posting, and if I don't like what they put up, I'll delete them or it.
This new thing, though, this new timeline that Doug's talking about actually changes the way your profile looks.
Uh-huh. That's what I'm looking at.
So it kind of almost looks like a MySpace page. It kind of goes back to that MySpace format page look, and it shows you, like, in chronological order, your pictures, your posts, where you were, different things. I don't quite get it. I don't wrap my brain around it, but I know that Ken Kessler has converted because I was looking at
his page. All right, but you know why this has been done? This has been done because Facebook is going to do an IPO, and this is a carrot
for
marketers.
Tell your story and a new kind of profile.
Advertisers, these are the way they will target you. Based on your likes.
Right.
That's how this is going to work. So there'll be more advertising connect to it.
More potential.
Therefore, more potential for the value of Facebook to go beyond the $1.5 billion they figure. If you went out today for an IPO on Facebook, it would bring in about $1.5 billion.
This is where you can tell your story from the beginning to middle to now.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Well, but is this good? Is it too much information about you? And are they the ones who are deciding? Who decides what, if you have embarrassing pictures, for example, that kind of stuff?
Well, you can delete those. You're still controlling your content.
Uh-huh. Forever or just for a week or a month?
It's just the way that it's formatted is what they control.
Really? All right, well, I don't know. I think it's something to be aware of. But there's nobody else who's got anything. Twitter is not the same thing as Facebook.
It's not.
A communication tool.
No.
But it's nowhere near as incisive or expansive as Facebook is. Facebook is pretty much all-encompassing. And that may be...
That's right. Twitter doesn't want to.
Very, very dangerous in some respects. Very dangerous. All right, let me think that we are here to plant seeds in people, sort of food for thought. And when I think of food for thought, I think of the Food Supply Depot. See the clever segue, Richie?
You're a smart feller.
Food Supply Depot is taking care of your needs if the worst happens. If you get into a jam after a big storm and you don't have any food and the food store is closed because they don't have any food either. And what happens when these really serious situations present themselves, everybody closes down. I saw that happen this year in a couple of different circumstances. After Hurricane Irene, you couldn't find up and down the Connecticut River Valley, 40 miles in either direction on either side, everything was closed. You couldn't get anything. And the food that was there was contaminated. Most of the stores got flooded, so there's no food for people. And how are they handling that now? Many of them have discovered the Food Supply Depot team and the concept of having food that is extraordinarily well packaged, fine quality for your own eating and your family's eating. This is a special holiday idea. For those of you who are trying to figure out what to get for your clients, your friends, your family, go online to foodsupplydepot.com/Doug. That makes gathering 72 hours worth of food pretty easy. And because you're using the /Doug, about, I forgot what the percentage is. I don't want to say because I don't know, I was going to say 15%. Some portion of your purchase price is going to be used for medical research for veterans. That's right. The money is sent to Veterans Research Corporation, which benefits the medical needs of veterans. So another good reason for you to go to foodsupplydepot.com/Doug. Order 72 hours worth of food for you, for your clients, for your family. All these people can benefit because they'll all go through the same experience sooner or later that you've been through. And this is a way for them to be protected. Plus, the fact, once you eat a meal of this, you'll think, wow, this stuff is yummy. And maybe you'll plan a meal a week of this. Add water. That's it. Delicious, nutritious, wonderful food from foodsupplydepot.com/Doug. I want you to go there now. Order your 72 hours worth of food. Help the medical research for veterans and get free shipping, all to boot. foodsupplydepot.com/Doug.
GEICO makes it so simple to save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there? GEICO finds every possible way to save you even more money. Good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, even good student discounts. And don't forget our looking fine discount, a discount for all the attractive folk like yourselves. Okay, there's not really a looking fine discount, just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not a bad idea, though.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
This holiday season, find your magic at Macy's. Now through December 24th, bring your stamped letter addressed to Santa at the North Pole to Macy's and drop it in our special Believe letter boxes. For each letter received, Macy's will donate $1 to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, up to $1 million. Believe in the power to change a child's life. Visit Macy's.com/believe to learn more. And together, we'll collect a million reasons to believe. That's the magic of Macy's.
Chapstick asks, do you use Chapstick Lip Shield 365 in sand or snow?
Hi, I'm Sandy Sanderson, and I just love the sand. Quicksand, ampersands, sandalwood scented candles. And I wear Chapstick Lip Shield 365 to keep my lips protected from the sun year-round. My boyfriend here also wears it.
Yeah, I'm Sleety McNipperson, and I like snow. Snow tires, snow peas, snow leopards, snow
crabs.
Are
you sand or snow? Clothes. Either way, new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 has you covered. And have your say at Facebook.com/Chapstick.
It is time to address a serious concern. Are you still living on city tap water? It's time you took control over the quality of your home drinking water. The Water Boy from Superior Water gives you great tasting water from every tap in your home. The Water Boy is the whole house system I've had for years, and I love it. The Water Boy is maintenance free, it's self-cleaning, and if you move, it moves with you. Superior Water is 15 years family owned and comes with the best worry-free warranty, an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, and free installation in 2 hours. Call now and you'll save $760 off retail or upgrade any used water system with incredible trade-in opportunities. Credit cards and financing available on your approved credit. Improve the quality of your home drinking water by calling now 1-800-WATERBOY or go to superiorwater.com. But call right now 1-800-WATERBOY.
Superior water from every tap. It's a whole house system in a step. Every water you'll enjoy. Call 1-800-WATERBOY.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Print from anywhere for less with new Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers. They're Google Cloud print compatible, so you can print photos and documents from a tablet, smartphone, or laptop on the go. And always save with the lowest total ink replacement cost. Saving money never looks so smart. This week at Best Buy and BestBuy.com, save 50% on all in-store Kodak Hero and other Kodak all-in-one printers. This week only at Best Buy. Valid through Saturday, December 24th. Lowest ink replacement cost is compared to leading consumer inkjet printers using manufacturer's recommended standard ink cartridges available in single quantity pricing.
All right, Jen, on Facebook today, we've had a lot of activity based on what?
How do you handle uncomfortable conversations at the holiday dinner table? We all know about those. Tom Turner says, food fight. I like that one. Brenda says she eats by herself. Nancy James says she either gets up and leave or she just keeps her mouth shut except for the food. Patty says, we agree not to disagree no matter what. And at her mom's house, she said she is the enforcer. Boom, wow. Boom, boom. Ooh. Kim says she takes her plate and moves to another room. There you go.
That's pretty interesting. All right, keep your comments coming. That's a good question to ponder at this time of year. It's Christmas time, and 51 past the hour. Happy Hanukkah to our Jewish friends who start that, I think, tonight.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I use WebEx anytime I need to meet with clients. With the new WebEx high-quality video, it's like meeting face-to-face.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. How do you use WebEx? Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
The man known as the dear leader of North Korea is dead. The question is, what's next? I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. Well, here's some news that came out of nowhere. North Korea's Kim Jong-il, viewed as a madman by many around the world, has died. The official story is that he suffered a heart attack while on a train trip over the weekend. He was 69 years old and was believed to have suffered a stroke some years back. As far as immediate fallout is concerned, former South Korean ambassador to the U.S., Han Sung-joo, says tensions are high across the Korean peninsula.
The government has put on the military and all government officials on ready basis and alert.
Now, you might remember that during his time in office, President George W. Bush lumped North Korea together with Iraq and Iran as the biggest threats to world peace.
States like these and their terrorist allies constitute an axis of evil, arming to threaten the peace of the world.
Kim Jong-il's youngest son, Kim Jong-un, is viewed as being poised to take control, having been appointed to top political and military positions last year. One North Korean expert from the Central Party School in Beijing says this means North Korea will have to change, but also points out there might be intense power struggles before the situation stabilizes. Financial market volatility is also expected in South Korea and Japan, but is expected to be only short-term. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Hi, J.D. Davis for Snow Country. Brought to you by Smuggler's Notch, Vermont. America's family resort. Three interconnected mountains. Resort living with award-winning children's programs. Family fun guaranteed. Visit Smugs.com today. Cold temperatures for the overnight on the eastern mountains has made a huge difference. We're seeing more trails open up today, and of course there'll be an explosion of terrain heading towards the holiday coming up this weekend. Ragged in New Hampshire, open and coming off their 6-passenger lift with a couple of runs. Stratton in southern Vermont ready to move on down to 13 trails. That's 7 miles of skiing on their upper and lower mountain. Jack Frost in the Poconos with about 8 trails open. Some softer packed powder snow there. Hidden Valley with 9 runs themselves. In Utah, some fresh snow over the weekend, plus good patch powder, brings Park City to 28 runs. Deer Valley moving up to 50 trails, while at the Canyons, they'll ride up over 20 runs and 9 lifts starting off the season for the Canyons. Snowbird also in Utah with 20 runs with mostly packed powder. Sun Valley, Idaho, moving up to 35 runs. HornetsNowCountry.com. I'm Andy Davis for Good Day.
It's a new week on Wall Street following a rally that fizzled for the market last Friday. The Dow finished with a 2-point loss to 11,866. NASDAQ was up 14. S&P with a 4-point gain. A deal to extend payroll tax cuts for 2 months is still up in the air. The Democratic-led Senate approved a 2-month extension this past Saturday, but there may not be enough votes in the Republican-run House to approve it. The so-called payroll tax holiday expires at the end of the month. President Obama has warned that struggling families could lose up to $1,000 in 2012 without a full extension. Major winter storm blasting the southwest with snow and frigid temperatures. Forecasters say the storm system will bring blizzard conditions and high winds to New Mexico, Texas, Oklahoma, Colorado, and Kansas. Portions of those states could get more than a foot of snow. The sound of mailing letters, and plenty of them. The U.S. Postal Service says today will be the busiest mailing day of the year as people scramble to get holiday gifts and cards in the mail in time for Christmas. You have until December 21st, that's this Wednesday, to guarantee items will be shipped in time for Christmas. Business at the box office over the weekend.
Oh, how I've missed you, Holmes.
Have you?
I bet he noticed your absence.
Sherlock Holmes, A Game of Shadows, $40 million, number one this past weekend. Alvin and the Chipmunks, Chipwrecked, came in second. Closing notes. Let's start with taking the stairs versus using the elevator. Canadian researchers found that doctors at one hospital actually saved 15 minutes a day when using the stairs. That's right. Keep climbing. Doctors who participated in this study ended up climbing more than 20 flights a day, logging improvements in body fat, blood pressure, waist size measurements, and they also saved time since they didn't have to wait for the elevator to arrive. I'm getting tired just simulating this. One researcher notes that the time-saving aspect of this only works in smaller buildings. You wouldn't save much time, let's say, climbing stairs in the Empire State Building. Yeah, no kidding. And finally, another of those year-end awards from the Marist College Institute for Public Opinion, which each year takes a poll to find the most annoying word or phrase of the year. For the third year in a row, the winner is whatever. 38% of Americans say they find that word to be irritating. Others that made the top five, like, you know, just saying, and seriously. Now, if you put them all together and had your teenage daughter say them as she rolled her eyes, it would sound like this.
Seriously, like, you know, just saying, whatever.
Oh, that's irritating, and I hear that on a daily basis. I'm David Weiss, and that's the news that matters.
Print from anywhere for less with new Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers. They're Google Cloud Print compatible, so you can print photos and documents from a tablet, smartphone, or laptop on the go. And always save with the lowest total ink replacement cost. Saving money never looks so smart. This week at Office Max, save 50% on Kodak Hero and other Kodak all-in-one printers. This week only at Office Max. Valid through Saturday, December 24th. Lowest total ink replacement cost as compared to leading consumer inkjet printers using manufacturer's recommended standard ink cartridges available in single quantity pricing.
Who's your favorite Good Day staff member? Get more info, read their blogs, or connect with them on the team page. Did you